Welcome to this week's edition of Stay Healthy Rock County, a paid presentation of St. Mary's Hospital in Janesville. Stay Healthy Rock County strives to provide information on a variety of general health topics of interest to the entire community. The information in this program is not intended to address specific individual concerns and should not be considered an alternative to a visit with your doctor or healthcare provider. Now it's time to Stay Healthy Rock County.
How many of you out there right now have glasses or contact lenses?
Not me. Or
have had the surgery, whichever you want to call it. It was a radial keratotomy back in the day, and I don't know what it is now. LASIK, I guess. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everybody has had some sort of experience, if not themselves personally, with someone in their family, with their eyesight and needing some sort of correction or adjustment made. It's one of those senses we really take for granted until something happens, and then we get, quite honestly, probably it's one of the most scary things. While the cancer word and some of those other healthcare words are scary, if someone were to ever say to me, you're going to lose your eyesight in a year, I would be panic stricken. So a topic we all see pretty much, we all have experienced this, we will all appreciate the information from Dr. Bokay Dietmeyer, an optometrist with Dean Clinic in Janesville. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Okay, give me the first thing, because I always confuse the things. There's an optometrist. There's an ophthalmologist. There's a bunch of different ones of you. Which one are you?
Right. So I'm an optometrist. I went to optometry school, which is a four-year program after receiving a bachelor's degree. An ophthalmologist is somebody who goes to medical school, focuses on a certain area of the eye health, and then typically does surgery. Mm-hmm. And those are the two main people that do eye exams. Of course, it always gets confused of what is an optician. An optician is somebody who focuses really on eyeglasses. And so I don't have any medical training or optometry training. So that's kind of the clarification there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's more like a skilled trade, if you will. Mm-hmm. All right. So as an optometrist, you're probably, that category is probably the person that I would typically see for just your general basic eye exam.
Right. So we are primary care providers in eye health. Yep.
And an ophthalmologist would more likely be someone I would be referred to by an optometrist,
correct.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Is something a little more serious that maybe can't be corrected by some of the typical things that we were talking about at the opening of the show.
Right.
All right. Well, let's start with some basics. I've always thought it was the goal. I actually was measured at it for a while. 20/20 vision. Mm-hmm. We hear about it all the time. It's used in correctly in eyesight. It's used in a whole bunch of different vernaculars for people saying, you know, hindsight is 20/20 and all that kind of stuff. It's supposed to be perfect vision, right? Why is that perfect vision and what does it mean?
Right. So visual acuity is how well we see. It's typically measured as a distance of 20 feet. So that's where the 20 comes in.
Okay.
So if you have 20/20 vision, that means that you can see at 20 feet what a good seeing or normal seeing eye can see at that distance. For example, if you have 20/40 vision, that means that you have to be at 20 feet to see what a normal or good seeing eye can see at 40 feet. Does that make sense?
So the worse your eyesight is, the bigger the second number.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
So I probably at one point in my life had like 2900 vision or something ridiculous. Those are the Coke bottle lenses that we're familiar with, right?
Uncorrected, yes.
Okay. How important is 20/20 vision as it relates to your ability to function in society, in your job, whatever? If it's not, do you got trouble or is there some fudge room there?
That's a great question. So there's definitely some room to vary from 20/20 vision and still have good vision. So if you're at 20/25, 20/30, you can still function good. It really depends on, are you able to do your daily living activities? And that's kind of what we focus on, is getting people to their max vision that they individually can see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can I know the answer to this, I guess, but some people can't be corrected back to 20/20.
Correct.
What happens, I guess, in your eyesight that causes it mm-hmm. to get worse and ultimately maybe get worse to a point that they can't be corrected back with lenses?
Sure. So the eye itself has photoreceptors in the back of the eye, and that's kind of what receives the light, and that's what we see with. And the back of the eye is known as the retina. And so the The ability of our eye to see is based on how tight those cones are packed in the eye, to kind of give you the scientific knowledge of it. And so the ability for a person to see good vision depends on that. Now, of course, if they have other complications of their vision, other eye diseases or cataracts or anything else that kind of limits their vision, or have progressive disease, you can see worse and worse as we go. But those are kind of the few things that limit your ability to see.
All right. So if I just, and probably most people have seen the elementary, the grade school drawing of the eyeball and the two rays of light coming in and focusing back on the cornea, and we say, oh, that's when it's working good, and if they're if they're focused wrong, they're out of kilter in the back, and that's when we get things blurry. Right. And we okay, we might all be kind of on that page. You mentioned some other things, though, cataracts, and I know of glaucoma that hangs out in as an eye disease. What are they? What would you notice symptomatically? And is there things that people can do to prevent them or correct them? That's a lot of questions. I'll let you go.
So this is a great topic because actually June is Cataract Awareness Month. So this is a great time to talk about this. Cataracts typically form from age and UV damage. And so where is the cataract in the eye? And it's actually affecting the lens of the eye. And that's what does the focusing part for us when we see. And that sits right behind the colored part of the eye. And over time, the UV damage and age can cause the proteins in that to become damaged and harden. And we lose that clear ability to focus. The lens itself becomes less transparent, more opaque. Some people will notice difficulty with nighttime driving. Color won't be as clear. Blurred vision, of course. Glare or halos are scattering of light really is what a cataract is. And can we prevent them? There's a couple things that we can do. Of course, not smoking, staying healthy, controlling your blood sugars if you're diabetic. And there are eating a healthy diet. So lots of vitamin C and vitamin E, those antioxidants are all great things.
If you begin to be impacted by it, I'm pretty sure I recall that there are now surgical procedures that can be used to hopefully fix that, and that would be in the ophthalmologist camp, I assume.
Yes. So cataract surgery is one of the most commonly performed surgical procedures in the United States. It's simple, easy, and quick, and it does a great job of restoring vision.
And so what do they do?
Yep. So they actually do a small incision. They go in and remove the cataract and put an implant in its place.
So am I getting a new lens? Is that what you're telling me?
Technically, yes. You're getting a new lens.
Sounds scary, however. I don't think I was ever more terrified in my life than when I went in with a great doctor, the ophthalmologist, that I trusted very deeply. But I was still terrified when I had radial keratotomy done.
Sure,
the idea that they're going to be in there in messing them. What if you slip? That's a scary thing for people. Do cataract surgeries ever result in undesired outcomes?
With any surgery, there's of course risks, and we always aim to have great outcomes and without any risk of complications. And so that's the goal of any surgeon.
All right. Then the other one is glaucoma.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Glaucoma.
They always like to put a little puff of air in my eye, and I hate that.
So glaucoma is a group of eye diseases that causes optic nerve damage, and the optic nerve controls our vision, and our essentially with glaucoma, you can lose your peripheral vision if those nerve fibers that go to the optic nerve are damaged. So where does the pressure come into place? Mm-hmm. And that's the puff of air, or there's other techniques to measure pressure. There's a certain type of glaucoma called primary open angle glaucoma, usually the most common one that we think of. And that is when the eye pressure becomes too elevated in the eye for that individual's optic nerve and damages that tissue. And so we have loss of side vision because that tissue controls that side vision. And so that pressure just becomes too high for that optic nerve to handle, and we have permanent vision loss, and we can't ever recover that vision. So if you're at risk for glaucoma or have glaucoma, it's so important to
It's kind of akin to a high blood pressure thing, that if you catch it and you can control it, you're better off than if you just don't ever deal with it, and damage occurs because of it.
Yep. So controlling that eye pressure is what we aim for. We do that with medications and surgeries for people who are diagnosed with glaucoma. And then our goal is to preserve vision and prevent blindness.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, a lot of things can impact your vision. I want to back us back out a little bit of the more serious conditions into the typical day-to-day stuff. Mm-hmm. If I'm seeing pretty well, the last thing I really – it's kind of like if my teeth feel okay. I'm not thinking about scheduling an appointment with my dentist, and I'm probably not thinking about scheduling an appointment with you if everything seems to be fine.
Right.
My guess is you would tell me too bad, schedule one anyway. But how often should you really have your eye checked, examined by an optometrist?
Right. So it depends on a couple of different things. Of course, your family history of any eye conditions, your individual eye health. You know, sometimes providers will say we'll see you back sooner than normal because of those things. But on average, usually the average person should be seen every year to 2 years. For an annual eye exam. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm seeing great. Why should I come in?
Mm-hmm.
And because things like glaucoma, cataracts, different eye conditions can pop up and you don't even know that that's going on in the back of your eye. It's just happening and you're not even aware of it. So especially things like eye pressure. And so those are things that you want monitored annually.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that makes sense. It's just like when you go and do your family physician, things that you might not notice are going on are actually going on, and prevention is always better than trying
especially
to treat it afterwards.
In eye care, because a lot of these conditions, if caught early, can preserve a lot of the vision, and a lot of times once we catch them late, there's little we can do to recover vision. Mm-hmm. So we're really focusing on preventative care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said one thing to me that earlier that stuck in my brain. Because I'm hearing it from all kinds of medical sources as it relates to going out in the sun and that sunscreen when it comes to your skin. You said UV damage, same damage that you get when you get a sunburn, can occur in eye tissue.
Right, yes.
So how do I fix that prevent it, I guess, is the better.
So if you can have what's actually called photokeratitis, and it's a sunburn to the front part of the eye. And that typically we see from tanning beds, from people who aren't wearing the protective eye gear and tanning beds. And so that is actually a burn that we treat. But typical UV exposure can cause damage to, like I said, the lens of the eye, the retina, and also the tissue around the eye. And of course, the skin, the eyelids, and the skin around the eye. And so you want to make sure when shopping this summer for sunglasses to make sure you're getting that 100% UV coverage, UVA and UVB, getting sunglasses that are going to contour to the shape of your face so that you don't get sun coming in around your face. And then, of course, wearing, you know, hats, wide-brim hats to cover your facial area.
All right. So so the sunglasses are not only the cool factor.
There's actually
some good reason for
me. There's a purpose, yes.
They can debate whether or not I really look good in Ray-Bans, but I need my sunglasses regardless. Okay. The myth that I've seen out there that I'm going to ask you about is this. Throw your glasses away forever. You can train your eyes to get better. I see these things from time to time. My own personal experience would say there's not much merit to that. But I do now find myself, and I will raise my hand and admit, that there are times now I have very light prescription, and I choose to not wear it for fear that I am weakening my eyes and ultimately leading myself to even worse eyesight. Can you weigh in on that, please?
So you probably are not worsening your vision. You want to see at the best you can, and we always recommend wearing your glasses. There is vision therapy out there, which we focus on different eye training techniques to improve the vision. But typically, wearing the glasses is not weakening your eyes. Most likely, if the vision gets worse, it was going to get worse anyways.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can put my glasses back on. The visit to your office or any other optometrist office, this big thing that you bring in front of my face and you go, is this better or is this better?
Right.
A or B? one or two. And after a while, I can't even tell anymore if it's better or worse. What are you doing when you do that?
Yeah, so that's called the four opters, that piece of equipment. And we do what's called a refraction. And that's really, we have a good idea of what the numbers are going to be, but it's a way of you seeing what you like better. And so we show you these different options to kind of get you to see the best that you can, what you perceive to be the clearest. Mm-hmm.
And when that's all done, then I get my glasses. Why are my glasses $300?
That's a great question. You know, as eye health providers, we have no, impact.
Oh, I got to go talk to that other guy. I got to talk to the optician, is what you're saying.
So, you do pay for what you get. You know, there's different qualities of lenses out there. The more durable frames are going to cost more. You always are going to want a lens that is impact resistant, give you that good protection in front of your eyes, and then it has good optical clarity for you to see through. So,
what about the contact lenses?
Mm-hmm.
I know people across the gamut. They're wearing the extended wears. They're wearing the dailies. I have people that are wearing the dailies that say, I'm wearing them as long as I can because they're really expensive. And so if I can get a week out of them, then, you know, how important is all that instruction and what type of lens you have? Mm-hmm. Can you do damage? Kind of weigh in overall on
contact
lenses.
Yeah, so there is a reason why we prescribe what we do for our patients based on lens material, the design of the lens, all plays into the big picture here. So can you do damage by wearing your lenses longer than you should? Definitely. You put yourself at risk for abnormal blood vessel growth in the front of the eye, a lack of oxygen to the front of the eye, infection. You can develop corneal ulcers. So, and those things can result in vision loss. So you want to be listening to your eye care provider, replacing them on schedule, practicing good hygiene when taking care of the lenses, cleaning them, washing your hands, those type of things. It's all really important.
Okay, what is Dr. Dietmeyer's preference? Long range or daily?
Daily is all the way. It's a brand new lens you're putting on the eye. You're getting a fresh lens, clean. It's not have any buildup from previous wears on it, and overall convenient for patients because they don't have to be cleaning or caring for their lenses, and easier for patients to remember when to replace them. They're like, oh, has it been a week? Has it been 2 weeks? Has it been a month, 3 months? This way they know every day I got to replace my lenses. Mm-hmm.
The contact lenses that are colored now, is that a designer thing that an optometrist would say stay away from, or are those okay?
There are new lenses that are out on the market that are healthy for the eye, and they have the colored aspects, so those are absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Walk me through a typical appointment quickly in your office. If I'm coming in and you haven't seen me for a while, which is probably true, and I'm sitting down, what are we going to do? What are you going to look for? Kind of the typical quick path.
Yeah, so comprehensive eye exam, we cover everything. So we are going to ask you, your family history, looking for the certain pertinent family history markers of glaucoma, macular degeneration, anything like that.
Oh, new term.
Macular degeneration affects your central vision, and there can be a hereditary component to it. So we ask you your overall health history. We check your vision, that 20/20 again, seeing how you're reading on the chart. We check your blood pressure to see kind of where that's at. And we are going to look at a bunch of things. Check your color vision, your peripheral vision, your depth perception. We're going to look at how your eyes move and work together, called binocular vision. And then we look at the eye muscles. How well do your eye muscles work? How well do they work together? We're going to finalize the glasses prescription for you. And we're going to take a look at the front of the eye all the way to the back. And so we do that by using a microscope to look at the aspects of the eye. We check your eye pressure. And then we dilate the eye to take a good look at everything in the back of the eye.
Mm-hmm. How many critical components are there in my eye?
There's lots. Lots and lots.
I thought she was going to say like four, because I could probably lay in the lens and the cornea, and that's all I can name.
The eye is a very complex thing. There's lot of it all works together. Very important.
So again, when we think of it typically, we view it very simply, and there's a lot of things that go into making sure your vision stays good and healthy.
Definitely.
I do have to ask about the little eye chart with the letters on it. First of all, do you guys change that a lot, or can people memorize it?
So the it depends on the office that you go to, but my charts are automated by a computer, and I can change them as often as I like.
Aha! Mm-hmm. So this idea that you could memorize the 2020 line and just go in there and recite it is not true.
It's not true.
Is the bottom line the 2020 line? What line, or is that a secret?
So we aim for around 2020 as good vision. Can people see better than that? Yes. So there's 2015, 2010.
So if I can't read the very bottom line, it doesn't mean I don't have 2020 vision. I've never asked.
It depends on what the provider puts as the bottom line.
So do you have 2020 vision?
I do.
All right. Yes. So if I come over by you and I ask you, Chet Duck, you can read Walter Cronkite, no doubt, over there. Because that's about 20 feet, isn't it? Give or take. It's pretty close.
Sure.
Maybe a little less. All right. Can you read what's underneath Walter Cronkite?
I can, yes.
Can you read what's underneath that?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have 20/20 vision. the 2020 is what we shoot for. Are things that are require good vision based on that in any way, shape, or form to your knowledge? I mean, are road signs based on a person that sees 20/20, or do they just make up a size and throw it up there and they don't care?
I don't think that they
don't care.
Consider.
Yeah, right. They should because
they should. Now, obviously, the driving regulations are different. We all, 2020. You don't have to have 2020 vision to drive. Obviously, so that the rules fluctuate from there.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's 2040 or something. I think in order to drive without your lenses, a lot of information in here. Takeaway, if you haven't been to an optometrist in a year or better, probably time to schedule an appointment.
Yeah.
I think you said enough stuff very kindly, but enough stuff that should make people go, that's a little scary if I were to run into that. Maybe I ought to make sure that we're not going down that path of glaucoma, of cataracts, those kinds of things. They can call you. I assume, like all doctors, you probably have a full patient list, and I can't see you. Or do you have some room?
Oh, we have room. We have room. Go ahead and feel free to schedule an appointment. You know, a lot of times, what keeps people away is the fear, of course, of finding out these conditions. But you know, I think just working with your eye care provider, all treatment and decision making is done together. It's a team effort. So we work with the patient. And come up with a great treatment plan. So don't be afraid. And, of course, the dilation is a big thing that people are afraid of. But the dilation has really minimal side effects, a little bit of blurred vision.
Yeah, it's kind of cool when you look in the mirror.
Light sensitivity,
right,
and that's about it. Yeah, not too bad.
All right, Dr. Bokay Dietmeyer, thank you so much for some great information on your eye health. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Have a good day. And that will wrap up Stay Healthy Rock County and the show on your talk show on WCLO Janesville Beloit.
Join us again next week at this time for Stay Healthy Rock County, a paid presentation of St. Mary's Hospital in Janesville, produced in cooperation with your talk show on News Radio 1230, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Stop into Johnson Tractor, located at 1110 North Highway 14 in Janesville, or online at johnsontractor.com.
Sunday.
Howdy, folks. This is Dave Dvorak from Dvorak Landscape Supply, and Load and Go Sundays are back by popular demand. If you're landscaping or just sprucing up your landscapes, drive into Dvorak's and get $2 off per yard all bulk materials in stock. That's right, folks. $2 off per yard on all bulk materials in stock. Drive in with your truck and trailer, and we'll load you up. Load and Go Sundays, only at Dvorak Landscape Supply, where landscaping is our business. South Center Avenue, Janesville.
Last Load and Go Sunday is June 28th. It's our sizzling summer sales event going on now at Budweiser Chevrolet. Hey, it's your old buddy Big Red inviting you to come see us and take advantage of some incredible savings.
It's time to sign and drive. Get a 2015 Malibu LT with no down payment, no security deposit, and no dollars due at signing. Just $211 per month puts you behind the wheel of a brand new car. Or receive bonus tag cash and save thousands on specifically marked cars and trucks. We've got a great selection of vehicles to choose from. And as always, when you buy from us, your vehicle is covered for life. Almost every new Chevrolet qualifies for our exclusive lifetime warranty.
Come test drive your favorite vehicle and we'll hook you up with a pound of bacon from Country Pride Meats in Clinton. We're also giving away Mount Olympus Water Park passes just for stopping in. No purchase necessary. 1 4-pack per household. Hurry in. Supplies are limited. That's Budweiser Chevrolet, exit Highway 81 West off I-90 Beloit. Payment based on 24-month lease, 20,000 miles, tax, title, license, extra.
When my family needs care, I don't want to be stuck waiting for an appointment. Get in the fast lane with Edgerton Hospital Milton Clinic. Our family physician, Dr. Michael Schreiber, can quickly get you in for an appointment when you need one. Plus, he's able to care for your entire family, from routine health needs to those unexpected illnesses. Call 608-868-3526 to schedule an appointment with Dr. Schreiber. Learn more at edgertonhospital.com.